Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim on the Kalanei Ahol. We've already seen the flaws, Baruch Hashem. And now we're continuing where we left off. We saw how Moshe Rabbeinu had to give over the Torah with the shining face, because that was his giving, even though the Jewish people weren't able to receive it that way. Meaning they're not going to be learning with the shining face. But Moshe gave it, he gave with the shining face. That's Moshe Rabbeinu Kibel Torah Misina, but Misarah Yeshua. He passed it over to Yeshua. Yeshua was makabel it, like Moshe was makabel, because he didn't get the shine. But Moshe Rabbeinu had to give it over with the shining face, and that's the sort of this parasha that we're learning, that Moshe Rabbeinu gives over his Torah with the Koran or Panav. K'moshe dibanu b'hachava gedola b'shiurim akudmim. B'ket anachnu mamshichim Rashi pasuk lamed bet k'tuv achakach nikshu. Right, the Rashi says, very famous, the Gemara in Eruvin, that after Moshe Rabbeinu teaches the Zikanim, then he teaches Kol Yisrael, like we have the Gemara says, Moshe learned from God, Aaron teaches him, then he sits to his left, he teaches Aaron, he sits to his left, then his children come in, Moshe teaches them, and Elazar sits to the right of Moshe, and then Isamar to the left of Aaron. And then the Zikanim come in, Moshe Rabbeinu teaches them, and then they go sit on the side, and then the whole nation comes and he teaches them. So from Moshe, the nation receives it once. The Zikanim heard it twice from him, B'nai Aaron three times, Aaron four, and then Vayter Moshe Rabbeinu leaves, and Aaron teaches, v'chule v'chule, like we see in the Gemara there in Eruvin, that in the end everybody received the Torah four times. So you should learn everything at least four times. Halavai, we should be zeicha to be mekayim that. As ze pasuk lamed bet, pasuk lamed aleph. Rashi kotev v'deber Moshe aleihem lashon hove u'kol ha'inyan hazeh l'hanu she'olam kach haya malach limuda shel Moshe al bnei Yisrael. Zot omeret, pasuk lamed aleph tells us v'yikra aleihem Moshe v'yashuvu elav Aaron v'chol hanetzim beidav v'deber Moshe aleihem. And then Vayter Rach Kenikshu Kol Bnei Yisrael. So this is the way the Torah was always taught. It was always in this Seder, right? It was Aaron, and then the Banim, and then the Zikanim, and then the Am. And the Ramban is Tamei An Rashi Ulo Mivin Et Rashi. כאן מדובר על נתינת הלוחות ולא על לימוד תורה. רק אחר כך, בפסוקים למד ד' למד ה', מדובר על מנהגו עמהם כל ימי כל ימיהם. So if you look at these פסוקים over here, ask the Ramban, here we're not talking about giving over the Torah. We're talking about the luchos. Right, like it says, Chavtes, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from the mountain with the luchos. And then they see him, they're afraid, Moshe calls to them, so this is talking about the luchos. It's not talking about the Torah. It's only vayter lamed dal lamed hey. We're talking about what's going to be b'kviyos afterwards. But here, nachon dvarim al luchos. It's a Rashi ma'avir at ha'mashmaut le'devrei Torah kasher ze lo amdubar b'pasuk. As kach makshe Ramban ayin b'mizrachi b'gur Aryeh. As lefi dvareinu nira'a shebevaday b'netinat haluchot ein ata malach shel ketzat seder mishnah. When you have the Nesinas Haluchos, we don't have Ketzus Seder Mishnah that Rashi brings from the Gemara in Erev and Nun Dalet that we just quoted. Aval ne'amar davar kan kedei lelamdenu al Seder Mishnah she'ya la'achar kach. Ve'ne'amar davar kan b'mesirat haluchot kedei lefarei she'gam mesirat haluchot b'chlal mesirat ha'torai. U'kishem she'eshno Seder Mishnah b'mesirat ha'torah de Moshe, ולא אמרינן שאינה למסירה בעלמה של דבר שכבר נכתב למעלה, שאז לא הייתה זה נתינת תורה בקרון או פניו של משה. וכנעל שהוא דין בנתינת התורה ולא בעברת לוחות בעלמה, בעין מה שכתב רשי הוא לשון הווה, שנאמר כאן עניין זה כלפי הווה, כדי ללמוד מזה על מסירת הלוחות שגם כן בגדר זה, ולכן היה בלא מסווה. דיינו מסביר רבינו שאין הכינה מהרמב"ן צודק. That they didn't have the whole Seder Mishnah that we have by the Limud HaTorah. Over here, we're talking about the giving over the luchos. That's why Rashi says it's lashon hove. It's now. It's not talking about how it's done in the future. But al kopanim, and why does it say in the seder, first Aaron, first Moshe calls Aaron, and then the Nisim. So, uh, and then Bnei Yisrael. So the Ramban explains why you can look in the Ramban. But Rashi is still correct. Why did Rashi put it on these psukim? We're talking about the Luchas, the Seder Mishnah. You're right. The Luchas weren't taught this way, with first Aaron, then his children, then the Zekanim, b'chulei. But it's telling us that the giving over of the Luchas was also given with the light of Moshe's face. The reason Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason Rashi put the Seder Mishnah over here is to teach us that just like the Seder Mishnah, that's Nesinas HaTorah, and Mamelu was given with Moshe Rabbeinu's shining countenance, so too the Luchas was given over with Moshe Rabbeinu's shining countenance. The Mitziris HaLuchas was the same Geder as the giving of the Torah afterwards. That's the Lashon Hoiva, that's the present. And then in the future, he's going to be giving over the Torah, right? If you say there are Mishnah of the Gemara and Erevin. But the point here of Rashi is that this giving over of the Luchas was also done with the shining face, because that's also included in Mesiras HaTorah. And that would appear to be the Pshat in Pasuk Lamed Gil. Vaycha Moshe midaber itam vayten al panav masveh. And Moshe Rabbeinu stopped talking to them and he puts a mask on his face. Rashi says, the kvod karnei hot shle azunu akol mehem, for the honor of the shining radiance, that everybody shouldn't feast their eyes on it, right? We say yazunu einayim. It's an expression in the Gemara already. So we say today to feast your eyes. So they shouldn't feast their eyes on his shining countenance. So Mamela, when he stopped talking to them, he'd put the mask back on, and then when he would speak to the Jewish people, he would take the veil off. Why does Rashi have to come on to that? That he would put on the veil in order that they shouldn't lay yazunu akol mehem. Rashi already tells us in Pasuk Lamed that because of the Avera, because of the Cheda Egel, they were taken aback. It was too much for them to behold, to bear these Karnei Ahod. So when he spoke to them, it was Nesinas HaTorah, and Mameli had to give it over that way. That's how the Torah had to be given. And even though they couldn't receive it on that Majorega, but that's the way he had to give it, as we spoke about in the previous year. But when the Nesina was finished, so then of course, Koch HaShel HaVeira, why should they be so afraid? And from his shining face. So Rashi didn't have to come on and say that, Lo Yazunu Akol, they shouldn't behold the splendor of his rays, his shining countenance. Rashi should have just said, like he said in Pasuk Lamed, that it's because they were Martin and Mizdazin, because they were so shocked, they were so taken aback. And not Shelo Yazunu Hakol Mehem. So he already wrote a reason why he put on the veil when he wasn't teaching them Torah. So why does he have to give another reason now? L'chavod Karnei Hod, for the honor of this of these rays of splendor. He did it for the honor of the rays of splendor. No, just say he did it because they were so afraid of his shining face. It was almost traumatic for them. It was too much to bear. They couldn't take it. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that we've seen the Sigin Erev in Moshe taught it four times, Kvisharainu, called him La'aron, and then to his children, V'chakach L'Banavimo, V'chakach L'Nesi'im Imahem, and then to Bnei Yisrael, and then Moshe Rabbeinu left, and then Aaron taught it, and then he left Vayter, and the children taught it. So, but Sacha Kol, everybody learned it four times. So when Nimtza, Shemesirat HaTorah, which was four times, was continued even after Moshe Rabbeinu left by Aaron, Ben of Anasim. So, V'im ki kamuvan lo netchayv mitzad netinat HaTorah de Moshe, shetinaten achshav HaTorah edi Aaron bekarnei Ahod. So it wasn't mischayv, it wasn't necessary, as far as Moshe Rabbeinu giving over the Torah, that now the Torah should be given by Aaron with these rays of splendor, because Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer giving over the Torah, but al kol panim yitochein, it could very well be that bechlal koyach hamekablim lekarnei ahod shen kanit ba'er nitan lahem al zman mesirat haTorah adayin haya atzlam koach ze, kevan sheadayin yeshna behem mesirat haTorah. Ve'al zeh udechtiv vayechal Moshe ledaber vayiten al panav masveh shemivuar shemiyad. שסיים משה את דבריו, שם את המסווה, ופי שכנדבר עדיין, כוח בהם לקבל את קרני ההוד, וכלפי זה, הוא שפירש רשי, שאף הפי שעדיין לא נסתיימה מצירת התורה. ומצד עצמו, במצב זה היו רואין לקרני ההוד, ולכל מרטין ומזדעזין, וכל מקום מצד כבוידם של קרני ההוד, שם משה במסווה על פניו. זאת אומרת, now they're seeing the Mesiris HaTorah is continuing. And since the Mesiris HaTorah is continuing, so you might think that Moshe Rabbeinu keeps the veil off of his face. Because it's still, we're still in the parish of Mesiris HaTorah. And the Mesiris HaTorah is given with the Karnei Ahod. And the Jewish people, at this time, that they're, you're right, they're not going to be able to receive, the, they're, when they're getting the Torah, they're not able to have the Karnei Ahod also. When we learn Torah, we don't have these this Karnei Ahod, but that's how Moshe Rabbeinu had to give it over. And the Jewish people were able to take it when he was giving them over the Torah, because that was necessary for the Nesinas HaTorah, for the Mesiris HaTorah, that you have these Karnei Ahod. So therefore, since the Mesiris HaTorah is still going on through Aaron, you would think that Moshe Rabbeinu still had the mask off, because it was still a time, even though he wasn't present, it was still a time of Mesiris HaTorah. Torah was still being given over. And therefore, you don't have to worry about the Martim when he's dazim. Just like there's no worry about Martim when he's dazim when he actually gave it over himself, that they were going to be so taken aback, because that's how the Torah has to be given. Now when he's giving it over, when Aaron is giving it over and the Banim are giving it over, so maybe Moshe Rabbeinu still has the mask off, because we don't have to worry about the Martino Mizdazin, because that's how Torah has to be given. So Moshe Rabbeinu should still have his veil off, maybe, and then Aaron and his children are going to be able to give over the Torah. Aaron is just going to give you over the Torah, and it's going to have that power of the Karnei Ahod of Moshe Rabbeinu. And don't worry about the Martim Mizdazin, because that's how the Torah has to be given over. So why, Taka, did he put a veil on his face? So that's why Rashi gives us another reason, because of the covet of the Karnei Ahod. Because the covet of the Karnei Ahod, Moshe Rabbeinu felt the right thing to cover his face now, even though, in a chinami, mitzad Mesiris HaTorah, maybe it should be given over. Now that Aaron's giving it over, it should still have that koach of Moshe Rabbeinu's radiant face, but nevertheless he covered his face because l'kavod karnei ahod, that not everybody should look at this glorious vision, this awe-inspiring vision. So that's why Rashi gave another reason, because Ein Echinami Tzad Mesiris HaTorah should kept the mask off, but he put it on in order to for the covet of the karnei ahod. So based on this, we can now explain Pesukim Lamed Dalet and Lamed Hey that the Ikur Kamash Malan is not only clapping Mesiris HaTorah Moshe Rabbeinu was zochet to the karnei ahod, but even Vayter in the Torah, the Moshe Rabbeinu was Makabal in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a Hemshech. The Mishkan is Hemshech Mesiris HaTorah from Hashem, Ben Shnei Akruvim. Continues on. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu continued receiving the Torah. And the receiving of the Torah is one with the Or HaTorah. And that's why it says, Bevo Moshe Ladabra, Lefnei Hashem Ladabri, To Yosir Samas Vatzeisai. In other words, Moshe Ketubo Papasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu comes before God, he speaks to him, and he's coming without the veil, until he goes out and then speaks to the Jewish people that he's commanded. In other words, it continues being without the veil on his face, because they have to receive the Torah with the light. That's Ad Seiso, until he goes out, meaning until he's finished going out, until that's over, until he's given over the Torah to the Jewish people. And therefore it says Ad Seiso, until his going out, Yosir Es HaMasveh, he removes the mask, Ad Seiso, until he's gone out, meaning he has completely gone out. Right? Ad V'ad B'chla, until not only did he leave, but he gave over the Torah. And now that that's all over, he is now he's putting the veil back on his face. But the veil has to remain on his face, the veil has to remain off his face when he's giving over the Torah to the Jewish people. So Yosir Es HaMasveh Ad Seiso, until he goes out, the veil is off, and it's still off. He teaches Torah to the Jewish people, and then he puts the veil back on, because even Vayter in the Mishkan, it's still a hemshech of Mesiris HaTorah. And then we go on to Pasuk. Lamed Hey, ma katuv sham ba-pasuk? Katuv sham ba-pasuk, v'ra'u v'nei Yisrael et p'nei Moshe, ki kara anur p'nei Moshe, v'hishiv Moshe et ha-masveh al panav, ad bo'o ledaber ito. שנאמר בזה, חייב אדם לא אומר בלושן רבי, דלוי נאמר שרק בתורה שלמד בהר, יש את מה שכותב רשי של לכבוד קרני ההוד, שלא יזינו הכל מהם היה נותן מסווה כנגדן. והן שמיד אחרי חטא העגל שהיא עדיין במצב של אהובה קלה שזינתה תוך חופתה. אין זה כבוד לקרני ההוד שיזונו עיניהם מהם. אבל הרבה שנים לאחר חטא העגל, סלקא דיתך, שגם אם מצד נתינת התורה, אין מתחייב לתנה בלא מסווה, כנ"ל במה שכתוב בפסוק ל"ג, שנתבר שהוא לאחר שנסתלק משה, אבל על כל פנים, כבר בטל לי הכבוד שבזה. ולכן על כל פנים, כל שעת מסירת התורה בלימוד של סדר משנה ידי אהרון ובניו הנשיאים, לא יהיה עניין זה, ולא נתן משה מסווה על פניו בשעה זו. ועל זה נאמר בפסוק ל"ה שאינו כן. So you might think that Moshe Rabbeinu received Torah at the Har, and then lechvod the Karnei Hod, that the Jewish people shouldn't feast their eyes on it, he would put on the veil, meaning that after the sin of the golden calf, which was a matzav of aluva kala, how tragic is it that a kala should be mezana under her chuppah, Shabbos 88b, Gittin 36b. That's keferlich, right? And that's the matzav of the Jews. So it's not lekavod karnei ahod that the Jewish people should behold it after they were in this matzav of a kala who's mezana b'toy chuppasa. So that's right afterwards. But you might think that many years after the Cheda Egel, you might think that even if mitzad nesinas haTorah, it's not mischayev to give it without the masveh. In other words, mitzad the giving of the Torah itself, when Aaron and his sons are giving it over, so it could be given without a masveh, without Moshe Rabbeinu's veil, because that's how the Torah was supposed to be given over. But like we said before, there was a lack of kavod. But it's not kavod for the karnei ahod, shalei yazinu akol, the kvod karnei ahod, Moshe Rabbeinu had a veil. So the pasuk is telling us, so you might think that this is only at the beginning. But after a long time has passed, harbeh shanim lachar chet ha'egel, already he can remove the mask. And then when Aaron and Bani Vanasim, when they're giving over the Torah, so they can give it over without the mask. When Moshe Rabbeinu is not wearing his mask, in this way, the Torah is being given over with the light. That's the proper Mesiras HaTorah. That's what you would think. So, Kamashman the Pasuk, that it's not so. That when the Luchas were given over to the Jewish people, so Moshe Rabbeinu was giving it over with the light. And Moshe is giving over Torah to the Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving it over with his light. But now that it's Aaron and his and the Banav Hanasim, they're giving over the Torah, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu has to cover his face. Even many years after, you might think that there's bittul hakavod. There's no, that the meaning the lack of kavod. Now let them see. Even Moshe Rabbeinu is not giving over the Torah. Let him show his radiant face. And that's the pasuk is telling us over here, that it's not so. Ro b'nei Yisrael p'nei Moshe ki karnar p'nei Moshe. As they saw Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu's face was radiant. Right, that's hamshech of the previous pasuk. Uvo Moshe l'fnei Hashem. L'daber ito yosir sa masvat say so. Moshe Rabbeinu has his veil off till he goes out. He speaks to the Jewish people what he's commanded to speak. And they see when he's giving over the Torah that his face is radiant. But then when he's finished, v'heishit Moses ha-masvel panav abo l'daber ito. Until he goes to speak to God, the veil goes back on. What about Aaron and the Nesiim who are giving over the Torah? If Moshe Rabbeinu's veil is off, then it's going to be given over with the light of Moshe, with the radiance of the Torah. So you might think that now it's okay. Kamashma on the pasuk said no, even a long time afterwards. Right, not only right after the Cheda Egel, but even going forward. Around the time in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu was still going to have that veil in his face. That's Pasuk Lamed Gimel. V'echa Moshe midaber itam, v'yitenetz amaz al panav masve. So Moshe Rabbeinu finishes speaking to the Jewish people, and now the Mass goes on, even though Aaron and his children are still giving over the Torah. But still, Moshe Rabbeinu has to have that veil on, like Rashi explains, because of the covet. Not everybody should feast their eyes on his Karnei Ahod. But mitzad the Nesinus HaTorah, like the reason given earlier, according to Rashi, that he should have it on. He should have the mask off. Because when you give over the Torah, it should be with the light. But now it's not actually Moshe giving it over. So there's a tzad for him to keep it off, but nevertheless, he puts the veil on, the covered Karnei Ahod. And then it comes the Pasuk Lamed Aleph to tell us that, but it's even throughout the Midbar, when there's a Hemshech Mesiris HaTorah, when Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching Torah, he's teaching it without the veil. And then Pasuk Lamed Hei comes to tell us, however, that's only when he's actually teaching the Torah. And then they see the face of Moshe, and the face of Moshe is radiant. But then Vayter, when he's finished, even though now it's Aaron's turn, and Ubana v'Nesiim, it's now their turn to teach Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu puts the veil back on his face, because you might think that then we're now learning in a matzav of Aluva College's Institute Chupasa, and we would have a right to have the veil off, and we receive Torah on another level. So the Pasuk tells us that not. So this is a mahalach of B'tziyata Dishmaya. Of course, there's a velt more to say, but we will close it here. And in Yirat Hashem, we'll revisit this because this is like a parasha that's just too good. Obviously, these are Dvarim Shem Gvoyim al Gvoyim, right? But it's a schus to learn it. במדרגה שנוכל להבין לפי מיטב הבנתנו, כמובן שייתכן שטעיתי, אני טועה הרבה, ובעזרת השם, אנחנו נחזור ונשנה פרשה זו, ויהי רצון שנזכה לקבל את כל האורות של התורה, את כל ההתרוממות, את כל ההארה, ואת כל העונג ואת כל העידונים, כמו שמעריך בספר דרך השם, על המילה של תורה ועוד ספרים, נפש חיים ועוד ועוד. טוב, תודה רבה, שלום שלום, אהובה ידידיי מורי ורבותיי.